Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And it's a Thursday evening, so you must be wondering, Ekasinomics on a Thursday? Well, the truth is, we're officially into the second hour of the show, and yesterday we had a phenomenal second edition of our Kaya Biz, Kaya 959, Kasi SME Summit in partnership with Standard Bank. This is where we have an opportunity to gather all forms of entrepreneurs in the room, largely those who are based within our local South African townships or Rekasi, or happen to have a background in being there. And the reason why we host these summits is naturally to provide a lot more insight, information, funding, access to markets to entrepreneurs to make sure that they grow and they thrive. We also offer them an opportunity to share their business story, market their products, and also access new markets. But of course, making sure that they get an opportunity to engage with funders, regulators, people who take care of compliance too, and can help them further the growth of their business, not only as an entity, but even their leadership skills as individuals. And I'm excited to tell you that just yesterday, we gave away R500,000 in cash prizes. Cash content, literally is what we gave away. And we had five entrepreneurs who walked away with their share of that funding. Our first prize winner is someone who participated in an elevator pitch and wowed the crowd and the judges. Her story was concise, effective. We fully knew and understood where the capital that she required was being allocated to, and most importantly, which markets internationally that she has also been earmarking and even operating in. So if anything, this is testament to the fact that even you, as a township-based entrepreneur, Ekasi, there are opportunities for you to grow, to partner, to learn, and to access new markets as our entrepreneur and key winner of the Kaya 959 Kasi SME Summit in partnership with Kaya Biz. The winner of our elevator pitch has walked away with. We are going to speak to the founder of Angela Care and the winner of the Kasi SME elevator pitch, Koketso Ramatlo. Koketso, it's so exciting to see you again. 24 hours went by too quickly, right?
It did.
Exactly. Welcome to Kaya Biz. It's exciting to welcome you here now to the real space where we do the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I saw this coming. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm happy to hear.
I manifested it.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
No, I was like, okay, I'm going to win and I'm going to go to the Kaya studio.
Yes.
The number one radio this year.
Yes.
Okay. And I'll be interviewed by Google. So I did see it. And I'm happy it's actually happening.
I love it. And that's exactly what we need, right? Individuals to have a positive mindset and to apply them that you actually do co-create the dreams and the ambitions that you actually have.
100%.
Immensely proud of you, and well done, by the way.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
How does it feel to be 150,000 rand richer? For your business, though.
Business. Oh, definitely. It's going towards the business. There's no double up about it.
Yes.
It feels so great. It feels so great to win. I mean, even if it was like 100 rand, to be quite honest, the winning is nice.
Right.
Winning is nice. So 150 is like okay.
Exactly. But let's take it back. For those who perhaps might not be familiar with your story, didn't hear the elevator pitch yesterday, you started this business just before the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken, right? But actually, there's further background to it in terms of you always being entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
But there's something in you that said, hold on, we actually need natural hair care and skin care products, and I think I can create this.
Yeah. Yeah. So how we started, my son had eczema, the highest count of allergy. They say the highest count of allergy is like level 4 or count 4, but he came with 1,400 and something, which was a condition.
Okay.
And literally when I gave birth, it was like, okay, he's a cute baby, but what's going on with the skin, right? And he said, no, it's just eczema, it'll go away, but he's allergic to this and that, and we went to the best doctors and so forth, but it just couldn't go away. It was just so bad, to a point that I had to stop breastfeeding. And then Angela, because we have a tree at my in-law, we've got a moringa tree at my in-law's, so we take that and do, you know, hair products with it. And
you've
then
always done it before.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah. So she was like, but mom, why don't you use moringa on his skin? And we were like, okay. And I think it was about six. She was about 6 years at
Angela's
that point.
Daughter,
Angela, yes. She wanted to come. I was like, okay, wait.
Oh,
a bit
next
of
time,
more
please
training.
Bring her with her.
Will do. So I then I was like, okay, and let me try. Which we went on to the University of Everything, which is YouTube, and we did see that actually moringa does help with eczema. And then we started doing body butters, and then we started doing soaps. Literally within 2 months, he had healed. So I always say that this is the business that chose us. We've always been in the service sector. We have a training company.
Yes.
And we're like, okay, let's try it. And when it helped him, and more people were like, but why don't you sell this? We then started going into it. And because we are in the training industry as well, we train people how to do branding, customer service. We're accredited for over 300
training and conferences.
Yes, we are accredited for over 250 courses, and we facilitate as well. So because we're teaching people how to do customer service, branding, project management, I think it came in handy, because then when we then started doing a product, then we could actually implement everything that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, it took off by storm. And we're like, oh, okay, people loved the packaging because we do everything there.
You do everything?
The packaging from scratch.
I wish you could see this. We'll ask our colleague Sinenjabulo to take a picture, but there's a beautiful green box in front of me. We'll talk about green. It's your favorite color. Your bag is green, your dress is green, the branding, the packaging is green. It's a beautiful box that looks so perfectly curated of all your different products, from a hand wash to a body lotion to the body butter and more. You do all of this, but it's so intricate, it's so detailed, and it actually feels personalized.
Because we know we wanted to go to the global market, we knew that we're then competing with the global market.
Yes.
We're not competing just in SA. So we obviously opened Instagram, started following people that are in the same industry, based in the UK and so forth, and we benchmark on one of the most beautifulest looking products, and we wanted to come up with something.
This looks better than the Body Shop stuff.
Hallelujah.
Got you. Looks like it should be in L'Occitane, literally, in terms of the quality. So I'm glad that you're telling us that by benchmarking yourself towards international players, that's actually how you then positioned your product.
Yes. Yes. And for us to actually dream of really going international, it was Angela again. This one day we were at like Discam, and I'm like, you see, baby, your products are going to be here. It's like, but no, mommy, we need to be in California.
Oh, wow.
And that planted a seed. And I was like, okay, yeah, why not?
Yes.
We didn't know, we didn't have a plan, but we just had faith that it's going to go there. We started following people that are doing the same industry, went to Google, started following people that are in South Africa. Actually going to the international market. And one time we're at like Cytex, an exhibition, they saw our products, like the mother
council, yes, of South Africa.
Yes,
I see it here. And I think this is so important because it emphasizes something that we kept on mentioning yesterday at the Kasi SME Summit, and we do that consistently here on Kaya Biz as well, that just because you might have started small, just because you might be based in an isolated environment or feel like you're not adequately supported, it doesn't mean that you can't think globally,
true,
right?
True.
Because many people might have come back to you and said, well, there's other brands like The Body Shop or Porsche M or other competitors in the market. But the truth is, there's still room and space for you, even in international markets. Help us understand how the partnership with Siosa, is that how I pronounce
Sekosa.
It? Sekosa. Has helped you access markets outside of South Africa?
We firstly applied via the DTIC because they also saw us there, and they're like, hey, you know, there's an opportunity to go to Turkey. You guys should apply because your things are nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very, very intentional, even though we didn't know how we're going to get there. I remember when we went to Cytex, we had a little board and we wrote there, we are ready to export.
But let's talk about, because even getting ready to export, you went mixing this in your kitchen anymore. From the packaging and the manufacturing, there's certain processes you follow to make sure that you are compliant with the needs and demands,
true,
of the international market, right?
True.
Talk us through that.
We studied, we researched, try to understand where is it that we wanted to go. And we were very, as I said, international. We knew that when I get into the UAE, we had done our research. They don't have fertile soil. They need your moringas, your turmeric, your baobabs. They don't have that. And here in South Africa, how many people are doing moringa? How many people are doing turmeric? How many? And we don't actually even have appreciation for those things.
Mm.
You know, so we're like, okay. And also the buzz, I think it was just the perfect timing. During COVID, there was a lot of buzz towards moringa and whatnot. So
yes,
most, you know, Arabs, UAE countries, they got a walk into that. Actually, the entire world,
mm-hmm,
right? Because I think everybody thought that Africa, we're gonna, you know, COVID is gonna kill us the most, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, we're like, okay, here we are seeing a gap. Let's try, let's see what's gonna happen. We were open, obviously, to going to any countries because we're also gonna be exporting to the UK, by the way.
Look at you.
And Somaliland as well.
Look at you. Yeah. Where else? Go take over the world. Why don't you? Do it. And California, because Angela needs
that. Oh, yes. No, no. At the U.S., there's two companies that want to work with us as well. So, yeah, no, it's a lot. But, yeah, we did our research. We did our research. And as I said, I'm very spiritual. I manifest. And when I have a plan or when I'm thinking of something, I make sure I do it.
Look at you, competing with the likes of Carol's daughter, you know, like, and I think this is so, and I mention these names deliberately because it also shows that there's space literally for everyone within the arena, but more so that your brand competes locally, internationally, right across the universal spectrum. And I'm actually very proud of you in terms of your growth. And it makes sense why and how you actually nailed this elevator pitch. I can imagine that there must be a lot of entrepreneurs who look at you and think, you know, well, you're lucky or that you manifest really well, but there's a lot of work and effort that goes into this, right? The team you lead, the research you've had to put together, raising the funds, mm-hmm. and then actually doing the necessary work to get into these international markets because, yeah, didn't you say, I did like a pause, basically, you know?
No, true.
Yeah.
I think the fund is very ready in terms of, we've been running REMS training from the year 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So we've learned a lot of mistakes. We've learned from them in terms of, you know, getting offices where we would pay lots of money. So I think all that experience, it really taught us that, you know, how we can actually run Angela K.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, I think a lot of people years are thinking, you guys maybe I just like it, but we really put in the work.
Oh, yeah.
The team that we lead, we make sure that they understand the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, even at the pitch, I came with them.
Yes.
We make them to understand that they're part of the vision. And if you've got the right team and you're leading them well, trust me, they'll take you far.
And it's a team of young, dynamic black women.
Oh, 100%. Doing amazing things.
Something you're intentional about?
Very intentional about. I think also my partner, who's my husband, he also knows how to just teach. He's a teacher at heart. So having them under us, we're able to like impart so much knowledge that it's a part of them as well now.
Got you. Tell us more about the broader business story, because in as much as I'm aware that, you know, you won the elevator pitch yesterday, you are looking to export into other markets, but there's so much more that you're doing in your business, which actually speaks to the full value chain. And that also came up several times, compliance, access to markets, but also owning the full value chain of your business. And I understand you're actually looking to build or launch a new lab.
We're actually building. We are like, it's in up. It? Yes.
Oh, lovely.
It's actually up, but we haven't finished. There's still a lot that we need to do. So what are we trying to do, obviously, besides going to the international market? We also want to, you know, sell in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
What we have done now is we are taking more the route of distributing channel. Like your Tupperware,
yes.
Your Herbalife.
Okay.
And it's working very nicely for us.
So instead of having your items on a shelf, you're going to get Gugu, yes. Tabangs, Busiso to actually develop a relationship, build a community with people, and then... Why are you choosing that route, though?
Our research, going through the channel of putting it on shelves. I'm not saying we'll never, ever put it on shelves. But putting it on shelves, we saw that, especially as an SMME, sorry to say this, but there's a lot of exploiting.
Don't
and
be
if it's
sorry.
Not, if it's Take not exploiting offense. Small businesses, it's more on, at times, the small business, they don't have the capacity to you know, take it to the retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
But as opposed as you, when you are big, they can then even approach you and, you know, it can actually be a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we didn't want the glitz and glamour of, oh, guys, we are in your discount. How I see a lot of our people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do the research. A lot of people, they're still suffering with their, you know, items on shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And we did try it. And it just didn't work well.
Mm-hmm.
We are, yes, based in pharmacies now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's better for us. But yeah, it just didn't work for us. And we just saw that, okay, let's rather take that route. But besides that, it's also just giving people jobs.
Got you.
And what we're also doing, we are not just getting distributors, we are training them. We are giving them pitch trainings. We are giving them sales trainings.
Got you.
So it's really helping them not just to sell Angela, but also just really giving them the knowledge how to run a business.
Got you. That's really important in terms of the skills development and a very unique take that you've actually embarked on. Coming back to the lab, as you said, it's currently being built. I interrupted you there when I asked about distribution, but you mentioned that it plays a critical role in the full value chain that you'd like to own.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of and during our research, you would find that why aren't SMEs making money is because they often use people's labs, right? The government does help us and give us a lab. But for me, it's not good manufacturing practices because we're sharing a lab in an open space.
Mm-hmm.
Good manufacturing, you have to have your own lab. You don't know if I'm busy, you know, God forbid I'm busy manufacturing and someone comes and puts a poison. God forbid.
Contaminates the product.
Do you get what I mean? So it's not good manufacturing practice. So a lot of people would then subcontract. And when you're subcontracting, let's say you're getting a profit, 10 rand. 10 rand as a profit if you're taking your things to Dis-Chem. You then also need to share that profit with whoever is contract manufacturing for you.
Oh, I see. So it eats into your profit margins.
Yes.
So and that's hence why it has to be a volumes game to actually...
Gotcha. So now when we have our own lab, because we also already started with contract manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
So not only manufacturing for Angela, but we're also now manufacturing for other people.
I see.
So it opens up more money again for us.
Look at you.
Because there was a time, SPA, I think we were approached by the small business development, and they had said SPA is actually needing someone to, you know, a company to do your soaps and so forth. We didn't have the right papers, your ISOs and so forth.
Yes.
So we wanted to have our very own thing. And I think we are a team that was like, we are not going to wait for the government. If we can push ourselves, mm-hmm. let's do it.
Exactly. Which is exactly what we need. A winner's mindset and, of course, driving that charge going forward. There's so much more I want to talk to you about, but I guess let's start here. Your targets and your growth going forward. If you are able to share numbers, you know, how many products are you moving so far? What growth do you hope to see in 3-5 years? And what kind of partnerships do you need in order to support and facilitate that growth?
Okay, so at this point, we have like a letter of intent to export to about 29 UAE countries. It's not an easy process. Well, the nice thing about it is that it's more pharmaceutical companies that want to work with us when we go abroad.
Mm-hmm.
So more pharmaceuticals want to work with us because of obviously our key ingredients, your moringas and so forth. And they want to get us into like 29 UAE countries. But the process also takes long because mm-hmm. I think we finalized this in April, May. It also comes with its own ups and downs when you are dealing internationally because now the country that we're dealing with, it's also going through a crisis
mm-hmm.
and so forth. So we need to wait for that crisis to, you know. But they did assure us that, look, we're still going to work with you. We just want to pass through this crisis. But also they wanted us to have our very own lab, which is like, okay, it's buying us time.
Also, that was a requirement.
Yeah, there was a requirement. So it's buying us time. Though we do have a consignment now in the UK that we're going to start sending products in January.
Mm-hmm.
And then also now we have also Somaliland, which actually they've sent me an email yesterday saying, yeah, they are starting with like 100 products. So we haven't really sent in bigger scales. The only thing is that when we go, for example, to Saudi Arabia, the people that buy, they still continue to buy from us.
Got you.
So we are able to ship in small consignments, in small boxes. But now the big ones are coming. And what type of partnerships we want? Do we really want to get your ISO approvals?
Mm-hmm.
We want to get your GMP certificate. We want to create a lab that can be actually ISO certified.
Got you.
So,
and the ISO certification takes care of all the products that you manufacture, essentially saying that they're safe, they're healthy, able to be used right across the spectrum internationally, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. 100%.
See, I'm even learning here. Trust me, yesterday I was like, ISO, what does this mean? How does it work?
Yeah.
I want to wrap up. Yo, okay, so there's so much. And I'm looking forward to hearing your story when you come back next year. I think we'll follow up with you quarterly just to find out where are you, what are you doing, how is it progressing. But as you say, you took a chance, but beyond taking a chance, you were deliberate and intentional, even manifested this moment. And I'm keen, as you reflect on Kasi SME Summit, winning the pitch, participating in the pitch. What's your word of encouragement to entrepreneurs who might be listening, who might be aware of these opportunities, just to offer them a sense of understanding as to, you know, how this can contribute to the growth of their business and a shifting of that growth?
I always said that, look, I don't want to be going from pitch to pitch. Mm-hmm. But one thing I can say, when you are at a pitch, besides you wanting that money, but the experience that you get, the people that you meet.
Oh, yeah. That you guys were so supportive of each other. It was beautiful.
Such an awesome group of people. Like, all of us.
I was blown away.
Like, all of us. It was like, wow. Like, we just, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys just all clicked.
Yeah.
And that was actually so refreshing for us to watch as well with everyone else in the room, is that, yes, we're competing, but it's healthy competition. Everybody wanted everybody to win.
Yes.
And there was this level of camaraderie and support that whoever was pitching, you showed up fully for them. And even gathering together in prayer before actually participating in the pitch. So, sheesh, yeah, my hat goes off to you and the other 10 participants in the elevator pitch, but really all the entrepreneurs in the room.
Yeah.
Are you joining us again next year?
To pitch.
No, not to pitch, but be there to judge, participate, to share your story.
I'd love to. I'm sure by the time that you do the next one, there'll be more things to share.
Definitely. And to close off with, for anyone who's looking for you, where can they find you? Whether to order, whether to partner, whether to build, whether to be an intern. Where do they find you? What are your contact details?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be looking for interns soon.
Lovely.
So I'm just going to open this. So we are on Instagram, Angela underscore beauty, health and hygiene. Beauty, health, and is A-N-D and hygiene. They can follow us there. And otherwise, yeah, they can also make orders there. We are also shopping online. We're also on, we've got a shop online, sorry. And we're also so on e-commerce, we are on Macro Online.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is working very well for us.
Got you. Yeah. I see that. It's Angela underscore beauty, health and hygiene on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yes.
And of course, your website as well is Angela-Care.
Yeah. So that is our shopping, online shopping. But we are busy with actually doing a website through CEDA. They're helping us with that. So that it could, you know, internationally, they could actually, you know, order from there and so forth. So we're doing something very, very big.
100%. Beautiful Instagram page where you describe the products, how they work, showing us the benefits of the products, the different spaces you've been to and the markets you're also accessing, and phenomenal growth that you've undertaken.
Thank you so much
for joining us. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing so much more from you in 2025.
Most definitely.
Thank you. Your phone has been buzzing.
I'm hoping it's Instagram.
Oh, so love and getting followed.
The Kaya people. Oh, is it you? Okay, great. Guys, we followed by Cocolette.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Cocolette. And congratulations again for being our Kasi SME Elevator Pitch winner for 2024.
Thank you so much. And you were such a great host. Oh, my goodness, the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Cocolette Ramatlo, who is the founder of Angela Care and the winner of the second annual Kaya 959 Kasi SME Summit Elevator Pitch in partnership with Standard Bank for 2024. Oh man, my heart was full. Yesterday, I wish you were all there, but it was amazing.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.